moment after we receive our tithes and offerings right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if you need an envelope this morning, just raise your hand and Trish or Carlo will come around and give you an envelope. If you want to give through a credit or debit card, just turn around and see Deja at the back desk. In the scripture today, I'm reading out of the Passion, Luke 6. Jesus says this, "Forgive over and over, and you will be forgiven over and over. Give generously, and generous gifts will be given back to you, shaken down to make room for more. Abundant gifts will pour out upon you with such an overflowing measure that it will run over the top. Your measurement of generosity becomes the measurement of your return." For all those that are not familiar with that version, it's "Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over." I learned that one a long time ago. Good to see everybody on this Pentecost Sunday. Yes, it's Pentecost Sunday. And the Lord wanted me to show this video today because Chuck is going to be talking about that. It's good to see you, Nick. Praise God, and your friend, or nice to meet you. Any other first-time visitors here? No? Good. Okay. Wow. Okay. While we're receiving our tithes and offerings right now, I'm going to lift up all those that may be ill this morning, and we're going to come against these allergies, too. They've been pretty bad this year, okay? So, Father, we ask that you would purify the air and the ground, Lord, that we're breathing in, and even as we're outside mowing lawns and digging in the dirt, Lord, in our gardens, Lord, I ask that the blood of Jesus would be poured all over us to cleanse our minds, our bodies, our sinuses, and that this blood wall would not come and filter into our bodies to give us scratchy throats and sinus problems and coughing and all that. So I lift up all those right now that are suffering with this, and I pour the blood of Jesus. I cancel this out in the name of Jesus. And for all those that need healing this morning, Lord, I pray for Eileen and others and Dan and others that need healing in their bodies right now, and anyone else that is in the hospital, friends and family, we lift them up to you right now. We pour the blood of Jesus all over them. We declare them healed, whole, restored, delivered, and by the stripes of Jesus, they are all healed now. Every ache, every pain, every condition, go in Jesus' name. Because of the precious blood, woo, of the Lord. Well, maybe a good thing all this rain will wash away all the impurities, cleanse the atmosphere. Glory, glory. We're almost ready. Ooh. It gets better, the video. Yeah, it's very anointed being there. And sitting in the original pews of that place. And they even had all, like, people that carved their whatever into those wooden pews were still there. And the atmosphere in there and all their prayers. Maybe still coming to pass, right? And we were in there. It's amazing. Okay. That's right. Cannot come back void. It's going to overflow. All our prayers are going to be answered. Say amen to that. Amen. So we lift up these tithes and offerings to you this morning, Lord. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for being our provider, our deliverer, and blessing us and delivering us out of every stinking problem that comes our way, Lord. We thank you that you're a good God and you work all things out for good. And Lord, we thank you for open doors and favor, Lord. And Lord, we know in the end you always restore everything that the enemy has stolen, whatever it is. So Lord, we lift these up to you right now, and we thank you that you're blessing our finances and that you're just opening up doors like never before, Lord, of divine appointments and prosperity like we never seen. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Glory to God. Okay. We will resume.
You know, coming in here to this place is probably one of the more significant things we've done. And to have God set his order with Rabbi and Bonnie being here and then Mary and John being here with First Israel, First People, you know, all of a sudden we're in God's order. And I see so many of the 13 colonies represented. I mean, you're here. Look at somebody and say, we're here. And, you know, we're living, Aaron, if you're ready to help me, we are living in a new era of maturation. In other words, Mary used the word culmination, but we're really maturing to the next phase. And I just can't think of a better place to be than to initiate what God is calling us to initiate tonight. Mary, there's a word over here. You're gonna have to stand up. I can't go any further. Yeah, you. And I'm not going to deliver it the way we normally deliver it. But Lord, help me say, it's a banner. And today, you shifted. And his banner over you is Mother of a Land. And the Lord says, I'm going to shift you, and you're going to take your role as mother of this land, and you'll nurture it in a way that will redeem lost time. The Lord says, you shift today in your identity to mother of a land from my kingdom, and you will redeem lost time, saith the Lord. Whoa. I've been on quite a journey this year. It's been really an interesting journey and some of you, I've seen you along the way, but it's been, since Passover, it's had a history shift in it, because that's the era we're living in. All of a sudden, we're living in a new era, and it's where history shifts. So I've gone many places that I won't go over, but I did wear my compass also. The Lord told me to. Wear this compass. He said, because I want you to know every place you're going, you gain your next direction. Now, Lord, I loose that over everybody here in Jesus' name. But I'll just begin by L.A., you know, Aaron and I were in Reno, and then we were in L.A., and but in L.A., we were there for the anniversary of Azusa Street, the revival, and big stadium event led by Lou and Cheon and Lou Engle, and I was honored to be a part of that with them. And it was as if the Lord was saying, shift into the next move of my spirit in this nation. But what I addressed was what Che asked me to address, probably because others weren't, you know, they usually throw me out on the front line just in case somebody shoots first. So I'm usually out there first. But he asked me to address the religious spirit that has stopped all the revivals. And that was why I was there. And then one place that I've been twice since Passover is Indiana. And it's because in September, at head of the year, the Lord gave me the assignment for the 13 colonies, new and fresh. And he told me I would be coming in and out through Philadelphia. I think this is our fourth or fifth time using it as a hub with American to go various places. And but he also said Indiana was key this year. Now, that was in September at Feast of Tabernacles, and of course, out of nowhere, their football team won the national championship. Now, if you're a betting guy, that works really good for you, since we're dealing with religious spirits. God said it. God said it. Now, listen to him, and you'll make a little more money. Now, it was just crazy. But then I was with Jamie and John Hamill and the team in Faneuil Hall in Boston, and that's actually the right pronunciation of it. We call it so many different things. And that's where revolution was initiated, really, and birthed. Now, I've been numerous places since then. But now God's brought us back here to Philadelphia, where revolution was developed and established, the results of a new freedom were established here. And all you got to do is look at that path, and then I end up next week back in Houston at a gathering in downtown Houston where William Seymour first went, and they ran him out of town because he said God wanted revival to come to Houston first in America. And they were so religious and so racist, they ran him out. And so we're moving all of this back to the place where a city rejected Holy Spirit. Now, God has us on a journey. He so ordained this meeting here. Because the thing that impressed me so much during this decade that we're living in, starting in September, my life is always on the Hebrew calendar and has been since I was 18, was the way the Lord told me he would restore all the losses of my family. And it was just a sovereign spirit. I came to know the Holy Spirit, and God said, I want you, and he began to show me first fruits. The Lord said, if you'll give me your first fruits each month, then I will refill your barns, and I will bring new wine. And I had to ask the Lord what first fruits was. Rosh Kodesh. And from there, God revealed time from his covenant. Shabbat. Each day has great significance. And then Shabbat. And then Rosh Kodesh. And then the feast times. And of course, we are in the process of counting from Passover to Pentecost. Now, this process is very important for us. And in that process, the Lord gathered us here. See, you might not be counting. You might not understand each day, the 50 days leading up to Pentecost. But each day is significant. And it's amazing he brought us back to the religious freedom root of America during this counting time. And it's amazing what he's doing with us by having us here. But the thing I've watched most during this new era that we're living in, which goes, of course, to 2029, is the remnant coming back. Who will keep going? Who will end and say, I can't go any further? No condemnation in that. Who will be a part of throwing that banner? If you've ever watched the movie Glory, you know at the end, they turn around when they can't go any further and they throw the banner to the person coming, and he keeps going as far as he can. Then they throw the banner until they finally establish it. And I think the thing I've watched the most is how the Lord is developing his remnant for this next season. I'll probably minister some on that tomorrow. And then I've watched all the power shifts that are happening. Lots of power shifts. See, they're happening all over the earth. The power shift that's going on with Iran. And I've had meetings with high places over that. And it's important we see it, because the reason being is God is moving us toward harvest. And one of the places that is harvested greatly is Elam, Iran. So to do that, somebody had to go to war with the powers and principalities that were keeping the will of God from happening. You're not going to be able to stop the will of God. It's not whether you like our president or whether you like war or any of that. There comes a time where he says, I'm moving in this. And I remember when we first started praying for that in the 70s, and we would go to Rochester and pray. at Elim. And God said, it's time for a people that are longing to be unlocked to get unlocked now. And then there's America. See, I feel like this year it's about staking our claim. There comes a time where you have to stake your claim again. You just have to say, I'm staking. This is my part. This is my portion. And God's saying, stake your claim. And really, that's really what it looks like right now. He's coming down, and look at that pyramid, because you have to understand every dollar bill has the evil symbol of the evil eye on it. So you can't get real religious if you're going to work with that dollar. It's right there on your dollar bill. But God, everybody say, but God. See, that's the beauty of our giving, because God gave us a way to, by bringing him our first fruits and our tithes and offerings, to break the curse off of every portion that comes into us. See, when you give, you're breaking a curse when you're worshiping him. And then the power of redemptive prophecy has been activated. Now, I want us to stand up again, because the Friends, the Quakers, they believed in prophecy. Now, we have matured greatly through the years. But many of those prophecies, hold the bowl up again, they're stored. And all of a sudden, when God gathers the people to a place, the power of that redemption kicks in. We've got a team in the Middle East right now, and they just left where Moses took on the Amalekites after they left Israel. See, all of a sudden, there's this lingering awesomeness of all the prophecies about America and its relationship with Israel that came from this place. And you're standing right in the middle of it. You need to throw your hands up and say, bathe me, Lord, bathe me with it. Now, keep your hands up. The Lord says when we're in the right place at the right time, he says this in Acts 17, that he predetermines our times and places. That means he knows we were coming here, and he knew the place we had to come. He said, right there, he pro-horizons. That's what the word means. He pro-horizons or extends vision. And you can see further than you've ever seen. And he said, when you're at that place that's predetermined in time, you can grasp for me, because I'm very near to you. Now reach up, grab hold, and say, Lord, just bring it on down on us. Now think about it. Think about it. There's something God brought you here to activate something in you. He set the order. First Israel, first nation, the first people I chose for this land. And all of a sudden, we're in the right place at the right time, and he's aligning something over you that needs to be aligned. Amen. You may be seated. And I want to get to the place of I know what he said we were to do while we're here. And at that place, see, he extends this new intercessory watchman call to us. How will we continue to watch? What are we looking for? How will this watching remnant enforce my plans of Holy Spirit in the earth? Because the minute the remnant quits enforcing the plans in the earth, that's when it ends. As long as Holy Spirit's here, we're okay. You know, jump off in the rapture thing. We're here to enforce. Now, so there's this dynamic of kingdom that America carries, but America is known for church. We're sitting in one. A big difference between the kingdom and the church. Because the kingdom is God's, is part of God's whole. It's his, when we're moving together, we're redeeming. And we're actually ruling from heaven. The church is an assembly. Where all of a sudden we're assembled. We're put together in time, in place. We're gifted. Look at somebody and say, you are so gifted. And we're assembled together so that gift of assemblage becomes very powerful for all of us. And you are a kingdom representative that is assembled tonight. It's amazing. Now, I want to go back and remind you of what God said about the 13 colonies. The original colonies, those 13, because, you know, New England, it has its five or so group, but I think God, it was the 13 colonies that formed a declaration. See, we talk about declaring and decreeing. It was those 13 colonies together that made a decree. And he said, the original root of my glory in America is in those 13 colonies. It's a root. Now, society, political realms, religion has all tried to stop the root from producing. But it's still a root. See, when God caught me up in 2008 at Liberty Park, he showed me every state and what it looked like. And Philadelphia still had its root, but it had lots of blood and lots of corruption over it. And when you think about Philadelphia being the most formative place for America in its conservativeness and really in its theological decrees politically, and you think where it drifted from, even as a city. But the root's still there. And if the root's there, there's still fruit. Now, with that, let's look at those 13 colonies again. That root system went out of here and went all through these colonies. Every one of them received the root and the declaration that was here. That gives us a warring stand. All right? Now, the real root we war against, which I feel like we did something the way we started this meeting, is anti-Semitism. All racism comes from anti-Semitism. So, every time we come and Shabbat, we're denouncing those things that are anti the root of God flourishing. All right? All right? Now, go ahead, Aaron. So, here we are in the Keystone State, which is so key for us to be in. And that root, see, goes out from here. But it's got a lot of issues. Something happened to me, and Mary, I'll share it. I haven't shared it except with two First People leaders. One Sunday afternoon, I was really seeking in the Lord. It was after church. And all of a sudden, God, I sought him to go to church too, but I was seeking him after church too. And all of a sudden, God caught me up. And he showed me the land of America. He showed me every reservation on this land, and how the reservation boundaries had affected his ultimate purpose for many of the tribes. Then he showed me five layers of demonic over every existing tribe. And he showed me what it would take for the kingdom to go down through that structure to restore this land. It shook me, because the land can't be restored till many of those five structures, layers, are broken. And so I just submitted to the Lord and I said, "Here I am, Lord, I'm yours." That is key in the coming next 2 years. Something else he showed me, which was really interesting when we're talking about glory. John Dixon felt like it was his time to rest from leading. He's led, you know. We have all been together for going on 50 years now. 40 years. 40. I've been there since 86, and Robert and Linda, the church, will be 50 years old this coming September, Feast of Tabernacles. And John and Robert and five of the elders we're all still in covenant. That's impossible in a church. But we some way made it through it. That's one of the reasons you sense what you sense at that place. It's got a covenant thing. It's nobody's really driving the force, because the Spirit of God can only unite you in covenant. He's the only one that can do that. But John had stepped away, and I was asked to speak at his retirement, or whatever you want to call it. That's what he called it. And when I walked in to where we were having his gathering, something happened to me. All of a sudden, I started seeing in tri-level, not seeing double, or I saw saw in three dimensions. I mean, it was shaking for me. I would look at somebody, I saw three dimensions of them. One dimension was present. The second dimension had the dark spirit forces that was going to try to keep them from moving forward. But behind that dimension was a glory dimension. And the Lord said, I want you to start decreeing the glory catch up with my people. Because it will force out a layer of demonic forces and propel us forward. So it's really interesting. I sort of didn't know what to do. I went and sat down by myself at a table, told somebody to go get my wife, who was helping with the thing, and she came over and she said, "What's happening with you?" I said, "I'm seeing in three dimensions." She said, "For God's sake, just do not drive home. You don't drive well in one dimension." So spiritual. Yeah. And it still happens. It's not some brain tumor or something. It's a spiritual dimension that we're walking in. And when it happens, I see what's stopping the next glory realm from coming. Now, Pennsylvania is key. It's where the root formed. And this is what the Lord said to me 2 days ago. He said, "We have come to Philadelphia to address the gate of hell." He said, "That's why I've gathered you here." He said, "That's what I prophesied." See, the Spirit of God was speaking to me, and Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. He said, "That's what I prophesied. And I had to have a people back to the root system to address the gate of hell. Because I prophesied I would always have a people that would be able to assemble as an ecclesia, and the gates of hell would not be able to stand against them." The darkest place in the whole region is where they assemble. Caesarea Philippi. They worship the god Pan there. Dark, dark. And all of a sudden, the Lord assembles his disciples there and asks them, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter taps all the way into heaven and brings it down right there in that dark, evil place. Because they were at the right place at the right time. And then the Lord prophesied, and that prophecy goes through the ages. "Upon this rock, this revelation, I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not be able to withstand it. And then I will give keys to my kingdom people who will have the authority to bind and to loose." And so, see, you unlock the kingdom, you build the church. Two different dynamics. So we're here to unlock what needs to be built next in this church, from this place. And we're going to send it out all over America. And the gates of hell will not prevail, but they try to prevail. Let's stand up again. Hold your hands up and say, not tonight. Not tonight. Not on my watch. Not in this place. And we are here to unlock. Now reach up and grab that key. And let me give you a few things before we worship. See, this is a thin place. We talked about that 2 years ago, how God would bring us to thin places where heaven and earth had touched before, but it was very, and it makes it thinner. So when he brings us back to that place again, like Bethel, all of a sudden, we're able to go all the way up. And all of a sudden, he's able from this thin place to pour down upon us so we will carry it back. Is there any one of the colonies not present? New Hampshire, usually, but they were there at John's thing. It's Maine present. Maine's here. See, I think it's, I looked around and I could see people I recognized except New Hampshire. Now that's key. Every place we go back from this place, all of a sudden, there's a glory stirring. South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Maryland, Rhode Island. Not sure I see Rhode Island. They're here. There they are. I see them. You're just hard to see, honey. New Hampshire's the only one I don't recognize. Now, Father, we thank you that you brought us here to begin a supernatural unlocking of redemptive prophecy over every place you send us. Now sit down. I'm going to give you these keys to the new land, Aaron. Keys to the new land. What's our keys? Number one, we did it. Shabbat will lead us to springing forth speedily. Now, God brought us to this route before our president next week decrees a national Shabbat. I do not know that's ever happened in America. Rabbi, you might, but I don't know of any time in history a president has decreed a national Shabbat for this nation. You have no idea how powerful that is. Because, see, Shabbat is not some passive moment. That's not what Shabbat's about. Shabbat is where you rest from the cycle you've been in all week. You stop. It's like a stop sign. And what you do during that rest period, like an incredible composition, is you're looking back at the whole week to reflect on everything that's happened so you can determine whether it was good or bad. That's what God did. He looked at every day and he determined whether it was good or bad. And he determined it was good. Then at Shabbat tonight, you look forward and you decree what you want to see. And the changes that you want to see happen. Shabbat for this nation will cause us to spring forth. I gave a word one time at Vegas. I said, it is not the gambling that God is so, well, I don't use the same word I used there, teed off at you over to here. That's not it. He's irked with you because you haven't done Shabbat in this city for so long. You've lost sight of his purpose here. See, our cities have lost, many of our cities have lost sight of Shabbat. And that's why our prosperity declined. Now, in this counting that we're doing, we're heading into the week of prosperity and then the week of flourishing. Now, here's the second thing we've got to do. We've got to keep a revelatory window open. Now, look at this window on each side here and decree that over you, the window of revelation will not be closed. Now, I think God brought us here because the friends actually believed that they could get revelation if they needed it. We are here to say, upon this rock, new revelation starting at Pentecost is going to flood through America. Revelation produces wisdom. Wisdom dismantles demons. Another thing we have to do, we have to gather and align and realign the remnant corporately and worship. It's a requirement. It's a biblical requirement. And then there's something God showed me once from Isaiah. He said, I've got to develop lookout intercession. I think I listed it the first time in South Carolina, Ann, while we were at a meeting there. And he said, my people have quit looking out. They're looking in too much and not looking outward to see what's coming. Now, Lord, I loose that anointing over us tonight. And then God showed me this, I think it was Sunday. He showed me these paths. He says in Jeremiah 6, ask for the ancient roads, the ancient paths. He showed me Sunday, a tongue came forth. All of a sudden, all of these paths and trails came down. Think of the Lanao and all their trails here. All of a sudden, they started coming down, and the Lord started putting his finger on them and saying, that's what I want it to happen on that path. And the Lord said, my people are about to retrace some paths and decree, now is the time. Now, we couldn't do this if we weren't here. Lord, let's stand up one more time. Matter of fact, let's just stand up. Jamie's going to lead us after this. Look up. You can shut your eyes. You can open your eyes. Just look up. ask the Lord to show you your paths for the next few months. Ask him right now. Now, Lord, show me my path. Show me how I'm going to be moving. That word over Bonnie and Rabbi was they're going to be moving differently in the 13 colonies. Show us our paths. The compass. Lord, we thank you. Then here's something else we've got to enter into progression. See, what the Lord did after 70 years was he came back. And he visited John on Patmos Island and told him about every one of the key churches. That's another reason we're here. The Lord said he brought us here to decree the church in America starting now. Now get your bells ready. Starting now. Starting now. There comes a moment where he reevaluates them all. And I decree by the sound of these bells that change is going to flood from the 13 colonies out to all America, and the church is going to shift into its next role for the kingdom. We decree in America it will move from Laodicea to Philadelphia. But we say, Lord, start in Philadelphia and break Laodicea off of it. Give a shout. Lord, you brought us here to decree a new Philadelphia church will arise in America. And then, Lord, I loose the eyes of harvest so we see our harvest pass. Shake those bells and let's worship. Now, John, you and Cheryl, come up. Send your hands to them. I brought you a key, and the Lord said, this is the crossroads of America today, and this is the time where we must occupy. The Lord says, decree that the kingdom keys will begin to turn throughout this land. And Father, we loose what needs to be bound, and we loose what needs to be unraveled. We bind and we loose, and we thank you for the new move of God that's coming. Let's give a shout. Decree, make your checks to his hands. Lord, we say
We come, we are here, and the new has entered this church, and the Church of America will become new.
Come on and bless him. Come on and praise his name. Come on and bless him. Come on and bless him. Come on and praise his name. Come on and bless him. Come on and bless him. Come on and praise his name. Come on and bless him. Come on and bless him. Come on and praise his name. Come on and bless him. Bless the Lord, oh mighty one. Bless the Lord, you heavenly hosts. Bless the Lord, oh you his angels. And let all the earth be his dominion. Come on and bless him. Come on and praise his name. Come on and bless him. Come on and bless him. Come on and praise his name.
Where? So the other day, we were praying for Philadelphia, and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what do you want to say about this meeting? And the only thing I heard him say was, awaken the bells. Awaken the bells. And I heard him say that he was awakening the sound of the dormant roots. And the Lord says that he is awakening, and he's releasing a signal in this region. The Lord says, coming from this meeting, there's signals that have been, a frequency that's being released to awaken the sound of the Liberty Bell, of the freedom of the bell in America.
Let the bell ring. Let the bell ring. Let the bell ring. The sound of awakening. Let the bell ring. Let the bell ring. Let the bell ring. The sound of awakening. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let the bell ring. Let the bell ring. Let the bell ring. The sound of awakening. 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 Hey! The sound of awakening. Woo! The sound of awakening. The sound of awakening. Awakening, 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 awakening,
of this nation right now. Keep shaking till everything that has to fall off falls off.
Yeah.
think, by 9:30. But he has not ended with us tonight. Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, in this room right here and spilling over, this room next to us here, and spilling over into the larger room in front of it, we will be having prayer teams here to pray for your healing. If you need a demon cast out, they will cast out demons. Or if you have some type of breakthrough that you're needing, we will have prayer teams starting at 8:15. Prayer teams have to be here at 8 o'clock. You'll be let in. But people coming for prayer, be here at 8:15, and we will pray for you until the gathering starts. Go back to your resting. The gathering starts at what time? 9:30. 9:30 tomorrow morning. 9:30 tomorrow morning.
It might take an hour to get rid of some of the things, you know.
Oh, yeah. Spoken by experience. Let God continue doing in you tonight what he started. We love you all. We're here for a purpose. We've been called by God to open this new era of freedom, no religion, and God doing everything he wants to do through you and I. Go in peace. Be safe.
Go and sin no more.
Praise God. That was Cheryl and John Price. So if you never saw them before, I would love to have them come here. Yeah, they've been around a long time. Matter of fact, Donna used to be in their group back in the 80s. That's how far back they go. Praise the Lord. Well, there was a lot in that. But the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. The church is important. Amen? And the church is coming alive again. Got a word?
Yeah, when he asked us to see what God's doing for us, he showed me, and we do a lot of prayer walks. And where we were yesterday, he showed by the river to Delaware, like the Mayflower came in. And I'm thinking, why there? Because it can't go anywhere once it gets to the two rivers, it's stuck. He said, because the pilgrims came over for religious freedom. And we've had a lot of stuff that's coming against us. So he said the freedom's gonna park here. It's not gonna travel because there's gonna be a season of its, God's glory is gonna park right there in Easton and Peabody.
Amen. And we know that the Declaration of Independence was read at the square. So that's very important. Easton has a lot of history. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want to dismiss you, and tomorrow's Memorial Day, so have a good time. Pray that it doesn't rain anymore. And if you need prayer for anything, we're here for you, okay? Go with God. Blessings to you all. Amen. And there's stuff in the back. There's some produce in the back. Please help yourself.